Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
The Canadian humorist Stephen Leacock tells about a fellow who flung himself upon his horse and rode madly off in all directions. Don't try to spend too much time figuring that one out. Just get the picture. Life tends to go in all directions, and you find yourself right in the middle, torn between a multitude of interests that demand your time and energy. Shall I do this or that? As I read Leacock's words, I couldn't help thinking of the jet pilot who was flying so fast, he actually shot himself down. The Navy pilot was in training and flying faster than the speed of sound. The pilot discharged his cannon and then banked his plane in sharp maneuvers. In a moment, he caught the full burst of his own fire in the tail as he had actually flown into the path of his own cannon fire. Talk to any doctor, and he will tell you that more than a few people do the same thing with their lives. Torn between a multitude of responsibilities and activities, each of which is absolutely important and necessary, so we think, a person ultimately finds his body or emotions burned out like a cinder. He becomes worn out emotionally, physically, spiritually too. Like the jet pilot, we end up shooting ourselves out of the sky. I wonder sometimes, with all the benefits of modern living, just how far we have really advanced in the path of real progress. We have failed some of the simple lessons of life and living. Lessons that the ancients had thoroughly mastered. High marks in science and technology, low marks in living. Successful, yet we fail in the simple things that really count. I'll never forget the first time I disembarked from a jet in Tel Aviv and boarded a bus as it made its way down the coastal plains of ancient Philistia. From Gaza, the road led through the desert toward the ancient city of Beersheba. As we moved through the desert on a narrow ribbon of pavement, civilization quickly fell behind us. Instead of skyscrapers, black goatskin tents inhabited by nomadic Bedouins were silhouetted against the sky. As the sun began to sink in the western sky, I watched Bedouins dressed in their traditional garbs herd their sheep across the barren wastes as people have done for centuries. Visit the city of Beersheba in the Negev, and you will see the Bedouins who bring their camels to market and haggle over produce and livestock, just as their forefathers have done for centuries. With all of our speed and sophistication, we have failed to experience the great strength of learning to wait and be quiet. We have forgotten the words penned in Scripture centuries ago, "In quietness and trust is your strength." With noise measured in decibels, it's hard to hear the still voice of God as He says, "Be still and know that I am God." In learning to wait quietly, we can hear God say, "This is the way, walk in it." Guidelines in a modern world are found in the words of the prophet Jeremiah, who wrote, "The Lord is good to those who wait for Him, to the soul who seeks Him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord." Friend, the next time you find yourself in the position of the man Stephen Leacock wrote about, ready to fling yourself on your horse and ride off madly in all directions, stop. Take the upward look. For those who wait upon the Lord will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. And do we desperately need to do that today? I smile as I think of the man who flings himself on his horse and rides off in all directions. Do you feel like that? Dinner is on the stove, a child is crying, the telephone is ringing, and you have things you need to do. You may want to download what you've just heard or listen to it again. You can do that by going to our homepage on the web, guidelines.org. You can send email to guidelines@guidelines.org.